Welcome back to Life with the Spectrum. I'm your host, Gina Cavalli. And I always say to my guests, on or off the air, that as big of a world as we live in, we all run in a very tight little community. And it's only a matter of time before we run into each other. I love to make new friends. And I think you, living in Forsyth County and the surrounding area, are going to love meeting this new friend, too. Please welcome to the show Lisa Bennett, the Regional Manager for Creative Enterprises. Hi, Lisa. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks so much for being on the show today. Tell our viewers, what is Creative Enterprises and how did it get started?
Okay. Creative Enterprises is an educational day program for adults with disabilities. And we got started, actually, there's a Creative Enterprises in Gwinnett County in Lawrenceville. And so we didn't have anything in Forsyth County. So I went to the leaders at Creative Enterprises in Lawrenceville, which is Lee McIntosh, and asked if they would be willing to do a satellite program.
Awesome.
So they said yes, and that was the beginning of so many wonderful things.
Oh my gosh. So how long has Creative Services been up in Forsyth County now?
We opened in 2016.
Oh, wow. So y'all are up and running. How many folks do you have come through your program?
Well, we started with 6 clients in 2016, and now we have 107 clients.
Wow. Now, is this all waiver-based, or is there a cost to attend the day programs?
No. Luckily, for most, there's not. There is a waiver, Medicaid waiver, called the NOW or COMP waiver, and most people have that, and so there's no cost to the family. If you don't have the waiver, we do have scholarships available, and or they can do private pay. We just try to serve as many people as we can because I don't want them sitting home and they need to be somewhere. So this is a good location.
Isn't that the truth?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a great location. When we get back with Lisa Bennett, the regional manager at Creative Enterprises, we're going to find out what are the cool things about these day programs. I think you're going to like to find out what those are, too. Stay with me.
At Atlantis Swim Academy, we offer a free baby splash class, ages 3 to 5 months, for amazing parent-child bonding, socialization, water acclimation, and cognitive development opportunity. We are the Atlanta Swim Academy.
Welcome back to Life with the Spectrum. I'm your host, Gina Cavalli. With me today, Lisa Bennett, the regional manager at Creative Enterprises in Forsyth County. Now, I see y'all sell coffee, y'all sell scoops. I mean, tell me what that's all about.
Yeah, we're trying to get community exposure. So we started a creative cafe at the courthouse for jurors when they have trials. And that has been a huge success because we sell biscuits and Chick-fil-A, actually biscuits and muffins and fruit. And the jurors are really kind of stuck there. So this is a good opportunity for them to meet us and us to show our skills to the community.
And then you guys have scoops. You guys sell scoops. And it seems like there's always opportunities for the community to engage with our community.
Absolutely. We do Creative Scoops, which is ice cream. And we go out to, right now we're going out to like all the schools in Forsyth County. We have done some events on Saturdays for businesses. We've gone to business events. But, you know, we're trying to teach them to be good with money and good with social skills. So this is a great opportunity for our clients to do that.
And tell me about this mock-up. Like, I saw something on y'all's website where it was like a mock-up apartment. What is that about?
Yeah.
Does that teach life skills as well?
Yes. So in our building, there's a back building, which we turned into an apartment-like house or whatever you want to call it, because eventually we're going to get group homes here in Forsyth County. Really don't have many now. But we want to teach them to do the things that they can do once they get there, and then it'll be easier for everybody that's involved with them. So independent life skills are crucial to somebody who, you know, who doesn't have those skills.
Who needs them.
Yeah, and wants to be independent.
You know, you just brought up a great question for me, Lisa. And when we get back, we're going to find out about these new community buildings going on up in Forsyth. Stay with me. Welcome back to Life with the Spectrum. I'm your host, Gina Cavalli. With me today, Lisa Bennett, the regional manager at Creative Enterprises. Lisa, I know you sit on a board with this really, you know, groundbreaking community up in Forsyth, and it's so desperately needed. Can you care to share what it is all about?
I'm on the board for Keystone Village, which is going to be cottages, little houses for our clients to live independently. We have a land, and we have a builder who is building actually a subdivision here in Forsyth County. And the back part of the subdivision is going to be our folks' community. They'll have access to the pool and all the amenities in that subdivision. But they can live together as a group. We'll have 2, 3, and 4-bedroom cottages. And, you know, that's where the life skills come in. Because if they can't do those things, who's going to do them? And that's a big, big thing for them to be able to live there. So this is going to be amazing for these group of individuals and the community.
Do we know about how many houses they plan on building for our young adults in that community?
For some reason, I think it's 40.
Okay.
I'm not 100% sure, and I went to a board meeting last week, but we didn't talk about the housing. But for some reason, I think it's 40 built in stages. So we have about 11 acres in North Forsyth, and that's what we're going to use to build the cottages on.
And will it be on like a major bus line? So for folks who don't drive, they have the option of still continuing employment and getting a local job at Kroger or wherever they might work, and they can take the bus?
Yes. Our bus service is called Access Forsyth, and they can take them to work from Keystone Village. They take them to work now from Creative, the ones who want to work. And so we'll have that option with Keystone, but we'll also have buses at Keystone that will be able to bus people to jobs and grocery store and things like that. So there's going to be so much opportunity for these folks. It's going to be great.
You know, we keep hearing about these little communities popping up all over the country. And we actually took a trip at 29 acres in Texas. We went out to one in Arizona and then what up right there in South Carolina at the Unum Neurodevelopment Center. With Keystone Village, will this be all private pay? Will it be Social Security and waiver related? Do you know what that money is going to look like for families who are interested in possibly being on a wait list for the community?
Yes. The waiver will not pay for independent living. So
okay.
We're going to try to keep the cost as low as we can. And, you know, if you can have 3 bedrooms or 4 bedrooms in one house, then, you know, the cost is going to be a little bit lower, but not everybody can live with 4 people. So that's a, you know, a problem.
Big factor.
Yeah, it is. But we plan to, you know, help with private pay and scholarships, just like we do at Creative, so that if families have trouble with paying, we can help them with that. They can get services from the waiver, like they can get somebody to come in to to Keystone and help the individual, maybe take them to the grocery store or take them to leisure activities, whatever they want to do. So the waiver will pay for that. And I encourage everybody who's going to live there to get the service.
And one last thing about Keystone Village, is there already a wait list?
No, actually, we haven't started taking in applications yet because we don't actually know when we're going to be able to open.
Okay.
You know, everything moves so slow. So it's going to be a while before we start taking applications. And depending on the cottages we build first, that'll be kind of who we can take. But it's going to be a long process, you know. We'll screen everybody, and hopefully a lot of people from Creative will be able to go there.
Oh, I sure hope so, too. And speaking of Creative, how can people find Creative Enterprises online?
So if you just go to creativeenterprises.org, you can find all our campuses. With our main campus is in Lawrenceville, Gwinnett, and then we have the location in Forsyth. We have we opened a while back at the location in Dawson County. And we have a new opened location in White County. So we're moving north and we're serving more individuals. I think I said Creative Enterprises serves over 300 people with disabilities throughout North Georgia.
That's wonderful. And North Georgia, it's desperately needed up there, too. I have friends in Jasper and whatnot that, you know, they need a place to go. And so knowing that Creative Enterprises is there kind of warms your heart. Lisa, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Oh, I enjoyed it. I will talk about Creative and Keystone all day long. I don't have a problem with that. Thank you for having me.
From the scoops to the life skills to the academics to the fitness, and they even have animal therapy, the classrooms without walls, and so much more, that mock-up apartment. I tell you what, if you live near Forsyth County or Lawrenceville, they have a campus, and now they've expanded too into Dawson County and White County. Make sure you look for Creative Enterprises and get your young adult in these services. Just to know, too, that Keystone Village is going to be built right up the road with more than 40 houses, Lisa said. There might be room for your young adult to not only work and live independently, but like I said, it's going to be right there on a bus line, or Creative Enterprises' bus can come and get them and take them to work if they don't drive. So it seems like they've got a lot going on up on the north side of town, and it's just really a click away. So make sure to visit creativeenterprises.org and look for the building of Keystone Village coming sooner than later. Thank you again so much for checking out Life with the Spectrum. It is Autism Awareness Month, and we are lighting it up blue each and every day on my socials. This is so funny. So like 6 years ago, I was doing a show before I ever did this show, and I was given great advice. So if you look back on my socials each day, I've been sharing memories about things for early intervention that you and your family can take advantage of, and it might apply to you in the moment. Thank you so much again for checking out Life with the Spectrum. Remember, like, comment, share. Most of all, subscribe to the show. If there's somebody I need to be talking to, please comment below or DM me, Gina@gcast.com. That's GKASTS.com. Until next time, we live life with the spectrum. See ya.